Welcome, everybody, to the WPAI Local Station Board's Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the WPAI Local Station Board Treasurer and also the chair of this Local Finance Committee. So I'll be chairing the meeting. And what's going to happen is the first thing I need to do to really establish that we have a quorum here is to do a roll call. And please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
Here I am.
Jim Dingman.
Here.
Dingman's here. Bruce Grief.
Here.
John Hoffman.
Here.
Noel Jameson.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Mario Mastrandrea. Matt Mazza, Carolyn McIntyre, Daryl McPherson, Ali Murphy,
here,
Bertold Reimers, Serene Roberts, James Sagerton, Jeffrey Stern.
Here.
Neil Voss.
Here.
Michael D.D. White.
Here.
M.K. Williams.
Here.
Okay, that's 11. A quorum is 10, so we have a quorum, and we're starting out the meeting, and the first thing we have to do is...
Chair?
Yes?
Chair? Could you say the date?
It's April 19th, 2023.
Thank you.
Okay. Who was that?
Daryl McPherson, Bronx.
Ah, you're here. Okay, one second. I will mark you here and then make the motion to do something. All right. I move that we adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda 20 minutes. 3. Identified timekeeper 2 minutes. 4. Excused absences 5 minutes. 5. Minutes approval 10 minutes. 6. Treasurer's report 15 minutes. 7. General manager's report on WBAI's finances 30 minutes. 8. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 9. New business, 10. Adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Okay, that's the draft agenda. Is there any discussion of the agenda, any amendments or anything like that? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving this agenda? Hearing none, it is approved. So the next thing we do is we identify a timekeeper.
I'll do it, Mark. Okay.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to Jeffrey Stern being the timekeeper? Hearing none, Jeffrey Stern is a timekeeper. Thank you, Jeffrey. And next we have excused absences. Let me look at the email, see if we have any. And we do not appear to have any excused absence requests, so we're done with that item.
Paul, I think, or Carolyn told me she sent you one.
It's not on the mailing list. You've got to write to the mailing list. And,
Paul,
can
you put that address again while I have a pencil in my hand?
Address of what?
The mailing list.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. God bless. Excuse me.
You get the emails from the mailing list. Copy it from Nat.
I know how to do that. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And at this point in time, people can't, you know, it's too late to ask for an excused absence at this time. It has to come in before or maybe right at the start of the meeting. But at this point, it's 16 minutes in. And by the August rules we have, you got to get it in before. So let me get to the agenda. Sorry. All right, next we have minutes approval.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Is it possible to put a motion up for whoever is absent to be excused?
No.
And then we can vote on it?
No. The rules for the committee are set by the LSB years ago, and I won't get into why and everything. It was long. But
it's fine. If it's impossible to do, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Thank you. All right. The secretary is here. Do you have a motion on minutes?
Yeah. I move to accept the minutes from 3/15/23. I sent them on April 5th, 23. If anyone, my email's open. I can send them again if anyone didn't receive them.
Okay, the motion is to approve the minutes of the March 15th meeting. That was the last meeting. Is there any debate on this motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving those minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Next will be the treasurer's report. Okay, and I give that as treasurer. Okay. Okay. Getting up to it. Okay, after months of discussions, the National Finance Committee, the NFC, passed the following motion at its April 11th meeting. Quote, the NFC recommends that the PNB pass the following motion. Quote, that the central services formula shall be 15% of total station revenue, all inclusive, calculated every month on a six-month rolling average starting 9 months before the current month, with the exception of any station suffering acute financial distress as determined by the Pacifica National Board, for which central services shall be 8% for a period of no more than 1 year, with the remaining 7% to be accrued. Close quotes, close quotes. So WBAI is most probably going to be declared to be suffering acute financial distress. So WBAI would be assessed central services fees at 8% of total revenue. If we go by the general manager's draft FY23 budget proposal, WBAI is projected to raise about $1.5 million in total revenue. That would mean that WBAI would be obligated to pay about $120,000 a year, or about $10,000 a month, to the National Office in Central Services fees. Of course, WBAI would be assessed that Central Services fees on a monthly basis, so the station's total revenue and therefore its Central Services fees might vary from that figure, but it's going to be close to that if we make what the general manager says we're going to make. Although WBAI has been sporadically sending large bequests to the National Office over the past few years, the station has not been sending in central services fees on a regular basis. I think that the PNB and Pacifica management are going to start insisting that WBAI pays those central services fees on a regular basis from now on. In the course of the meetings on the central services formula, WBAI has been getting attacked. Someone on the NFC tried to put what I consider poisonous language into the central services formula that was to be adopted that would say that WBAI is not self-sustaining as is required by the Pacifica bylaws. That kind of obvious political posturing is not meant to solve problems, but to cause them. We could probably figure we're going to see more of that going on, given the way things go in Pacifica right now. Meanwhile, the general manager has said previously that BAI owes Pacifica in various ways more than $1.3 million and owes outside vendors about $158,000. So given the station's overall debt, I don't see how we can possibly pay $10,000 a month in central services fees on a regular basis. I just don't see it. Somebody else sees it. I'd be glad to hear it. And just before the April 11th NFC meeting, the national office released the consolidated monthly income statement for the 5 months ending Tuesday, February 28th, 2023. It shows Pacifica with a year-to-date deficit at the end of February of about $443,000. And about $159,000 of that is WBAI's deficit. And when we're allowed to release this income statement, I'll post it. They're still having to put parts of it together because in some cases they're just getting a big lump number and it's not broken out of, you know, for revenue. Where did this come from? Or from some of the expenses are just expenses. And they want details, of course. They're preparing the audit. The FY22 audit is getting prepared, and they really need to have a lot of details for that stuff. So as of February 28th, Pacifica is $443,000 in the red. And the executive director told the NFC at the April 11th meeting that Pacifica will be applying for Corporation for Public Broadcasting membership. That's the CPB. All of Pacifica used to be in the CPB years ago, but due to some stupid internal politics, Pacifica managed to lose its membership. The executive director had thought that the deadline for applying for membership in the CPB had been May 24th. But the CPB then announced a little more than a week ago that the application deadline was going to be May 8th. So the executive director, the national business manager, and others at the national office are scrambling to get all of the forms together and filled out. Pacifica management is being helped by some folks from a New Mexico radio station that's been on the CPB for decades. The executive director has also been on the phone with quite a number of people who work at the CPB, making sure that Pacifica gets all of the evidence together to show that Pacifica qualifies for CPB membership. The executive director is optimistic about Pacifica getting accepted for CPB membership. And I'll point out that what we're going to do this time, apparently, is Pacifica as such is applying for the membership. It used to be Pacifica used to apply and each individual station was in there. So we would have requirements applying to each individual station. But at this point in time, there's at least one station that doesn't even have enough paid employees to be able to qualify. Plus, some stations don't have a high enough ratings and stuff like that. So she figures, executive director figures, let's apply as Pacifica and we'll certainly have enough of everything, enough employees, high enough ratings for all of Pacifica and all of that good stuff. So we're doing it a little bit differently and maybe that'll work. I'll note, any grants from the CPB would not be realized for a year or more because you don't just, you know, get membership and get dough. You got to be in there for a year or more. The executive director told the NFC that the WBAI general manager had arranged to have a meeting with the call center to see about centralizing their services for all of Pacifica and getting a more favorable pricing structure. And I think that WBAI is going to face complications with regard to its FY23 and FY24 budgets. For the FY23 one, there are people on the NFC saying they're not voting for it because it's a deficit budget. but I will note that we are now in the third quarter of FY23, and also the executive director wants to get the FY24 budgets going already, so that we're not, you know, deeply into FY24 before we start passing budgets. So we got to get the FY24 one going. So we'll see how that works. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 25th, 2023, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That meeting will be held by teleconference. And at this point in time, I need to do a very fast housekeeping maneuver here. And, okay, and I've got a bunch of XML in my thing here. Okay, this is something I got to read. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at three consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that particular local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. So, having said all of that, is there anybody here who is not a member who would like to pipe up and tell me their name so that maybe they can become a member?
Paul, this is Carolyn McIntyre. Just letting you know I'm here.
You're here. Okay. One second. I'll mark that. Okay. Before we go on to that, is there anybody here who is not a member who would like to become a member and wants to give me their name for that purpose? Okay. Hearing none, why don't I go back over here and ask, is Mario Mastrandrea here? Is Matt Mazza here? Is Bertold Reimers here? Is Serene Roberts here?
Present.
Is James Sagerton here? Okay. All right, so we've done that little thing. All right, so that was the treasurer's report. Questions or anything?
Hello?
On the Yes?
You didn't acknowledge hearing me. Did you hear me? Present?
Yes, I heard your mark down. You're here. Okay, yes. Are there any questions or anything for the treasurer's report?
Daryl for staff.
Okay, Daryl. Anybody else? Okay, Daryl,
yeah,
go ahead.
Put me on the stack.
Let's go. Wait a minute. Okay, Dingman. Anybody else? Once,
Serene
twice, three
Roberts.
Times? Serene Roberts. Anybody else? Okay, let's go with those three for now. Daryl McPherson, go ahead.
Can I defer to Jim Dingman and Serene Roberts, please?
Excuse me?
I would rather Jim Dingman and Serene Roberts go first.
Okay. Jim Dingman, you go first then.
All right, Paul, let me clarify where we're at with the CPD stuff. As people know, when I ran for the LSP, I promised one of the first things I would do was to start resuscitating that as a action item to be moved on. When I got on the PNB, there was opposition to that initially the first year that Stephanie was on the board as the ED. That was mounted by a whole bunch of people, but they prevented us last year from going through the process we're going through now. The preparation for this process has been going on since last fall. We've been talking with general managers throughout the affiliate system. There were three who volunteered to help us, but one in particular I want to thank Ursula Rudenberg and Richard Town of KUMN Radio in Santa Fe, New Mexico, because he's the person who has volunteered to help Pacifica walk its way through this situation. There is no guarantee that we're going to be able to get it. There's no promise of that. However, there are a lot of people who go on to these phone calls with various nom de guerre, if you will, nom de plumes, Dara Handala, Saul, Laura, and all they do is talk about how we shouldn't do it and why we can't do it and why they'll reject us. Well, we've been investigating this since last fall. So the objective is you can't find out what they're going to do unless you actually do it. So we will find out. And so there's been a lot of preparation, and hopefully the process of doing the application will be finished by May 8th. But I should not – no one should be under any misconception that there hasn't been a lot of planning put into this, because there has been, and we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Okay, I have a question. So there were and are people on the PNB who are saying Pacifica should not apply for CPB membership?
Oh, yeah. Last year, we encountered opposition from those who were the most negative about doing this. And it came from, you know, quarters we shouldn't be surprised about, because they're always trying to figure out, you know, whether they should swap or sell us so they can get, you know, 50, 60, 35 million bucks. So always in behind their motivation is that rather crass benefit. But yes, they were indeed arguing that we cannot do it. And I should add that people come on to these phone calls, which I've been organizing on KPTFX for the past couple of months, to acquaint ourselves with the difficulty of this, and they engage in uninformed, but sometimes well-informed from their point of view, negativity to prevent us from doing it. So yes, indeed, there are people 2 years ago who felt we shouldn't do it because they're going to reject us out of hand.
Okay, so we have time has been called, but we have two more people on stack. So I'm going to move. Let's see. Should we make it two people? Let's make it 10 minutes. All right. Then I'll make a motion that we do that. I move that we extend the time for this item by 10 minutes.
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, pass without objection. Mr. Timekeeper, it is 1933. Okay, Serene Roberts is next. Go ahead.
1934, according to my clock. My background's a little noisy. Please excuse me. I know that there's a budget that the GM provided to the NFC in closed session that showed potential cuts if, in fact, we weren't able to make up the $100,000 that we were behind as of maybe a month ago in terms of what we expected to be bringing in for this fiscal year. But there's another budget that he had made some changes to prior to that that doesn't contain, as far as I know, any confidential information that he had agreed to send to the committee a couple of meetings ago. I'm wondering if anybody has received that, because I haven't seen it. So, Mr. Chair, has that budget been received?
It was a nice voice.
Okay, I'm sure we've gotten. I know we've gotten some stuff we can't release at this point in time, and there was a change, but we were told we have to hold on to that. We can't let that out. Oh, 1 second. Pardon me. So the deal is that right now, this is one of those things that we can't just release just yet.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's That's what I'm saying. There are two. There's the budget that was presented to this committee, and I think to the LSB. I think the LSB might have declined to address it. I don't remember a vote, hearing about a vote. But then there were some changes that were made to that, if you will, public budget that the GM had agreed to send to this committee. There's then a third budget that contains potential cuts if we can't make up the already existing gap. I'm not talking about a third budget. I understand that's not public. But where's the second budget?
Either I sent it out, or that's also not to be sent out yet. I don't precisely remember about that one. And
thank
if
you.
Is the general manager here, Bertold? Are you on the call? Well, I'll see if we can get him to send it out, and we can all see it then. Okay. Okay.
Thanks.
Next is Daryl. Okay, you go. Your time, Daryl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One, if you sent out a budget, I failed to see it, so would you put me down to get it again, whatever you have? Two, my understanding is, okay, so the Pacifica debt is $4.5 million to April. The BAI portion of that debt is $159,000 or $160,000. Is that true?
Okay. One, yes, it'll be sent when and if I get the other budget that I'm authorized to send out. That'll be sent to the committee's mailing list, so that'll go there. And the other question about 159K, let's see, Pacifica's year-to-date deficit at the end of February is $443,000.
Oh,
and
wow.
WBAI's portion of that is $159,000.
Would it be safe to say that by now it's up to $4,700,000?
Where are you getting the $4,700,000?
It doesn't have to be exact.
Okay. Pacifica's debt is $443,000, not $4 million.
Oh, okay. It is thousand. Oh, okay.
Yeah. $443,000 is Pacifica, and that's and we have a part of that.
If Pacifica's
debt were $4.5 million, I will say this.
$59,000 of it.
Yeah, I will say this. There are people yelling about WBAI owing Pacifica well over $8 million.
Yeah.
And
we'll
I've looked
that
into
later. Just so I can just get this in so I'm clear. Okay. So it's $443,000?
For Pacifica,
okay, for
all of Pacifica by the end of February.
Right. And of that, BAI is 159. Okay, BAI, the submitted budget so far is $1.5 million.
The submitted budget is to have a total revenue of everything of $1.5 million.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now, the question that I have is, since BAI is starving, is there any estimate in your eyes as to whether a $3 million budget would actually be more realistic rather than raising the money to run the station?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Okay.
A $3 million budget for BAI?
Yes. To run the station. Right now you're running with, my understanding is the number of employees are two people in management and about six board ops with rotating substitutes. Is that pretty much the picture?
I think that's pretty much close to it. Yeah, I think we have
and then you throw
six
the
or seven
into
FTEs.
if you focus just on my question, with a $3 million budget, would BAI be able to sustain itself and hold them off for a while?
Oh, sure. If we raised $3 million, we'd knock them down. They'd fall over.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we'd be good.
Okay, so the other two pieces then, when does the year start? Is it October or?
October 1st.
October 1st. Okay, and all right. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Paul?
Yes. Okay, another stack, I think. I hear Dingman. Anybody else? Nobody else.
Ali.
Jim Dingman.
Yes. I can I put my name on stack, please?
Yeah, who's this?
Ali.
Ali Murphy, okay.
Can you tell the person, is there somebody in the kitchen and they're making a lot of noise, running water, faucet. Thank you.
Okay. If people are not talking, and especially if they're washing the dishes or whatever, please put your phone on mute. Thank you. Jim Dingman, go ahead.
I'll let Allie go ahead of me. That's fine.
Allie Murphy, do you want to go first?
Yes, I just have a question for the Dingman, Jim. They were talking about, and I think the person before him, they were talking about 2 years ago, I think it was people in the PMB who they refused to apply for the CPP. If it's possible, can you name some of those people, if it's possible? Either Jim or the previous person.
Do you want to do that, Jim?
Not really.
Okay.
Ali, I'll be more than happy to transmit. I think we all know who they are. It's the, some of the New Day people who were leaders in New Day at that time, and also the people up in Berkeley. And they were just citing all the difficult problems we've had with CPP, which is quite reasonable. But none of them were willing to bite the bullet and apply, because my feeling a year ago was that, we know all this. We know all the difficulties we have. Why don't we just apply and see what happens? And none of them wanted to do it because they feel like, why waste time? We're going to be rejected anyway. And remember, there's all these lawsuits going on at the time at that period. This was around the time of the Verniel lawsuit. So I think that, they just felt like, why bother? We have other plans for BAI. And I'm not stating that they said that explicitly, though some of them, of course, have said that. And hold on, I was answering her question. And then the other thing was that this number of 8 million, what they do to get that number is they add the Empire State Settlement of 3.7 million or whatever it was, 3.9 million into the mix. And then there's money that was also accrued, I believe, from the period of time that was unpaid central services. I mean, it's a legitimate issue on the part of the other stations that we have not, we fell behind on that problem for years, and the whole network is now not going to tolerate that anymore. So that's an existential issue we got to confront. And the $3 million issue, hell, I don't even remember when we had a $3 million budget. It would mean that we would have a couple of hundred thousand people listening to us every week, and we don't. That would mean we'd have about 30 people working for us, and we don't. So, but anyway, the people who actually argued that in the past were not willing to agree were the people that we all know who they are.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. All right. Time has been called.
Can I move to extend 5 minutes, our Paul? This is Jack.
Okay. 1 second. How long?
5 minutes is all I need.
Okay.
I have a question for Jim, if I could ask.
Whoa! Let's do it.
I know.
Okay. The motion is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, it's passed. And Mr. Timekeeper, it is 1946.
Arrange for the stack.
Okay. The stack will be De Palma, Serene Roberts. Anybody else? Hearing none. Jack De Palma, go ahead.
No, I'm. This is Ali again. Thank you.
Paul, can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So it's really just a short question to Jim Dingman. And the question is, actually, it's a question also to you, Paul, as parliamentarian. Are you allowed to give up in the stack? Like, I'm first. You know, I'll let the second person go first. I didn't think that was allowed according to the rules. But okay. Mr. Dingman, is it really true that it costs nothing to apply for a CPB money? Don't we have to pay a fee if or is that not true? It's just, you know, we apply, and if we're not eligible, let's say, we don't have certain things. It's thank you.
Jim Dingman, go ahead.
Wait, Jack, what are you saying, that we're applying, we don't have certain things? Is that what you're saying?
He's asking if there's a fee to apply.
If we apply, does it cost a fee?
Oh, yeah, it sure does. We have to spend money to give them verified signal area contours juxtaposed with the zip codes of the people in our signal area. That we have to spend money for. We have to, at some point, probably give them a year of books. I think it's about two quarters they want of Nielsen ratings. So, yes, indeed. It's that old adage, you got to spend money to make money. However, the money that would be spent on that particular technical thing I just mentioned, and I'm not including, of course, the labor power of the managers who are working on this, because we haven't done this in years. So, and what our Paul was talking about earlier about how Stephanie's applying, Pat Scott did the same thing. Back in the early 90s, she added up the Nielsen ratings of all the stations because some stations were below their standards, and the CPB allowed her to even it out. I don't know if that's going to be the case this time. That's why there's all these problems we may encounter. But guess what? We'll have a better idea how to make sure to make it right the next time if indeed we're rejected, and we don't know. We're entering a whole new picture. But, yes, it's going to cost money to apply.
Okay. I think the major question there is, does the CPB charge us a fee for applying?
No, but we have to spend money.
You.
Yeah, indirectly, we have to spend money to supply them with certain technical data.
Thank you, Paul, for the clarification. Okay. It's both answers are true. I want to know if we have to bend over backwards, and I also want to know if we also have to reach in our pockets.
We do have to reach in our pockets.
Okay. All right, next is Serene Roberts.
So there might have been back and forth among members of the PMB, as there are now, about what qualifies and what doesn't qualify. But I do clearly remember that at a finance meeting less than a week before the deadline to apply, both the national – this is the National Finance Committee – both the chair and secretary were surprised at hearing that the deadline was only a few days away. This was in 2022, so it would have been late May, whatever meeting. People can go listen to the archive, but that's my recollection. And the ED said that, in fact, there were criteria that we would have had to have met by the time that we applied that we could not meet. One of those things, I assume, would be our adherence to proper meeting notices, and that's a big mess. So, you know, maybe there are things that people are willing to overlook or work with Pacifica on. I don't know. But some of these things are self-inflicted wounds, regardless of the politics of the board, like having proper meeting notices. Even now, even though we lost money for that stuff back in, what, 2012? I don't know. There was some period which two or three stations were woefully out of compliance. There are problems now with how KPFTX is, how the information is posted there with regard to KPFT LSB, for example. They're supposed to have public comment. They never even post that there's Zoom information that people can use to join the meeting until a day or two before the meeting, which is ridiculous because it's the same information every month. But unless you take the time to actually look, which I don't think most listeners do, you don't even realize. Thanks, I'll wrap up. You don't even realize that you can attend the meeting and participate. So those kinds of things in Pacifica, when you talk about them, people say, "Ah, oh, don't be so picky." Well, you know, it's the law. Follow the law or don't follow the law, but don't pretend that, you know, other people are simply undermining you because you don't have your act together.
Okay. Let me say that last year, I think a part of my surprise was I had thought we were in the process of applying last year, and suddenly we found out we ain't. And so that was, I think that was my surprise last year. All right. Time has been called, Mr. Timekeeper?
Yes.
Okay. So time has been called, but Allie Murphy wants to say something. Allie Murphy, would you like to make a motion? Allie Murphy, do you want to make a motion to extend so you can talk?
Yeah, I'll put the motion up to extend for 4 minutes.
Okay, I was asking her, but you want to extend.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, four minutes.
One second. Is that 5 minutes, Daryl?
That'll be fine.
Okay.
I apologize. 5 minutes, fine.
Okay. Motion is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. And, Mr. Timekeeper, it is 1953. And so, Allie Murphy, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to ask, Jim, are those people still at the PMD?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay,
all
good.
The PNB is more or less agreeable to this, regardless of the differences, I think, at this point.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. I'm done.
Okay, thank you.
This is Jack. Can I get one of those minutes? Just
well,
a short
I think, okay. Daryl, were you wanting to be on the stack there?
Absolutely, I'm included. Let Jack go.
Okay. Understand. We may need to get another extension for you then.
I just wanted Allie to be able to speak. Forget about me.
Okay. So you. Then Jack DePalma has the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, could we get a general idea in absolute value numbers, a real number? How much does it cost to apply for the CPB for Pacifica this year, let's say?
I don't know.
You want me to answer that question?
Oh, do you have the answer? Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'd say it could cost, if we got to pay for the Nielsens, and we have to pay for, we're trying to ascertain the cost of the verification service for the contours, whether it's 1,000 per station or 1,000 for all the stations. So I could, let's say if it's a worst case scenario, that's $5,000 right there. Then the cost of getting the Nielsen ratings, that could be, you know, there's a whole bunch of stations that are owed money on the Nielsen ratings. So, you know, who knows how that's going to go? That could be, you know, X number of dollars too. And and then the issue of the compliance. Yeah, we know that. There's going to have to be a lot of, frankly, kicking ass and taking names to get that straightened out, too sweet, once we start to get that situation under control. So all those issues about compliance with KPTFX, we're going to have to be straightened out real fast. And that's all really, yeah. But, yeah, it's going to cost
you
money.
Yeah, but what do we give to the CPB to take our application, Jim?
Pardon me?
How much in a check is going to go to CPB to take
nothing.
The application?
Nothing. nothing. I'm just.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm nothing ventured,
saying,
nothing gained is not the same thing as we don't have to pay a fee. That's all I'm trying to understand.
No. But I'm raising the fact that it costts money to actually apply.
We have to venture something to get the grant.
Exactly.
We got to get our act together on all those other stations. I got that.
Yeah, all
Marine
the things
right
to
about terrain
that. Raise,
right
we got to solve
been
that
right
problem.
About it in New York as well.
Yeah, we got to solve that immediately.
All right. If two people talk at once, we can't hear either one of them. So, all right. So I think that clears up that question you had. And Mr. Timekeeper, how are we on the time right now? I think we have 2 minutes left or something around that. Anybody else want to
say that? Two more minutes.
Daryl for the
Who's
call.
This?
Daryl?
Anybody else? Daryl, go ahead.
All right, may I ask Jim Dingman how much the Nielsen ratings are? Is it by month or how that all shakes out? How that all shakes out? Where'd you get that from? Jeez.
They can be costly. I mean, you know, the fact that we, you know, I think all the stations, we owe money to the Nielsen ratings. A whole bunch of stations, I think KPFT, I think they've been out of the process for a while. KPFK's been out of it. KPFA hasn't done. I mean, all the stations are not participating. So it's going to cost some additional resources to get that done. You know, I don't know
point
how
of
much.
Information.
The,
may
you know,
I clarify my question, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Jim, what I'm asking is how much are Nielsen ratings a month and how many months need to be submitted?
Well, that's a good question. And whether we can get some deal from the RRC, the Radio Research Corporation, which is who we have to deal with, it could be, hell, it could be $20,000. Okay? It could be something like that. But don't quote me on that. I don't know. I'm not sure. Others are finding that out for sure right now. That's what Stephanie's doing in terms of Nielsen's, but they do require Nielsen ratings when we give them. I know BAI has Nielsen ratings from last year, so we may not have to be that far back, but we're behind. And so that's a problem with, you know, all this fiscal collapse that's going on. You know, we got some serious problems in terms of just being able to handle this. They know what our Nielsen ratings are because the CPB pays for it themselves. But, you know, that's an issue. That's an issue.
Okay, time has been called. Unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend this to – oh, my gosh. We're going to move on to the next thing. And hearing – somebody was moving to extend? Who?
No, I'm not. I'm just letting you know I'm here. I wanted to do it in between.
Oh, okay. Yeah, why don't I do that for everybody and go back here. Answer, pipe up if you hear your name. Is Mario Mastrandrea here? Is Matt Mazza here? Is Bertold Reimers here? Okay, James Sagerton is here.
Yep.
Okay, well, given what we just did there, this could be a little interesting. And the next item here is the general manager's report on WBAI's finances. And Bertold, are you here? Bertold, I think you're not here. All right. Well, in the absence of the general manager, I don't think we can get ourselves a general manager's report. And I've looked in the email, and I am not seeing a I'm not seeing a anything from him. And let's see. This is a little bit tricky because for some reason I can't get regular I can't get regular updates from the finance committee, which isn't good because Google, I don't know, doesn't like me or something. But there's nothing. He didn't send us anything. So the general manager isn't here, and we have nothing, an email from him, so he's not here. In the absence of the general manager, I think we just have to go to the next item, which is set next meeting date. All right, so we're going to go to that.
Point of information. Can you
who's
call
this?
Him? This is Nancy. Can you call the general manager?
I can't. I only have one phone, and I'm on it, so.
I'll do it.
Okay. All right, so James Sackerton is going to call him.
Bruce with a stack.
There's no stack at this point in time. Right now, we're at set next meeting date, so we should look at that.
Yeah. Is there a new business section? Or?
Yeah, there will be a new business section.
Okay, thanks.
Looking at May. Okay, let me make a motion.
No answer from Bertolt, Chair.
Okay, thank you, James. Okay. Now let me check something here, make sure that date is right. All right, I am going to make a motion that we meet next on Wednesday, May 17th at 7 p.m. here on this Maestro conference call. So that's the motion on the floor. Any debate on that? Okay. Hearing no debate or any discussion or anything on that, we'll go to a vote. Is there any objection to meeting next on May 17th? Hearing none, we're meeting next on May 17th. Okay. Now we're going to go into new business. All right, we're in new business. Anybody have any new business they want to bring up to the committee? Oh, wait, before that, I should make this announcement again because we want to make sure everybody gets in here who wants to get in here. And, okay, while attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. Is there anybody who is on this call who would like to tell me their name and apply for membership? Then I don't hear any. And before we go on to more of the new business, let me just check. Is Mario Mastrandrea here? No answer. Is Matt Mazza here? Answer. Is Bertolt Reimers here?
R. Paul.
No answer. Jim Dingman, you're.
Yeah, I got.
You want new
I
business?
Got, no, I got a message from Bertolt. I don't think he's. I think he's out of the country right now. So anyway, that's what I got a message from him. All right. Bye bye.
Oh, okay. All right. So, all right.
I'm
that
not
explains
sure.
That.
He said he said we should have it on Zoom, and I assume he's out. You know, who knows where he is. Anyway,
all right. Okay. So we're in new business, and I think somebody had some new business they wanted to bring up.
Yeah, it's Bruce.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure whether it's really happening or what, but I heard maybe at the LSB meeting that we're doing a one-week or a two-week whole board fund drive, and Catherine Davis may or may not be organizing it. But my suggestion is for the finance committee to suggest to the station manager that he should share the plan for that fund drive, what's involved and what's going to happen. Maybe the CAB can help with promoting it or getting the word out. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. You want the plan for the on-air fundraiser?
No, I don't want it. I mean, it's a very simple suggestion. I think if instead of keeping it some kind of big secret or whatever, if it was shared out to the BAI community and the listeners and the CAB members, then they could help with it. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. I'll tell you this. The staff is told about it. And in fact, there's a staff meeting tomorrow night. And it's going to be all about the big fundraiser in May. So there is that. Okay. Anybody else have any more new business?
Paul, I just wanted to say one thing.
Jack DePalma, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. The need to get the voting membership together and get right to the election. That's why I was asking so much about the CPB application and the money, because the question is, because it came up what happened in the past, that the reason why we didn't apply or vote was either lack of, financial documentation and lack of resources. So if you can't afford to have an election, now we're in triple state. You know, the first state is you don't have an audit. Second state is you'll lose CPB money. Third state being you don't run elections. Fourth state is you'll no longer be able to qualify for that type of stuff anymore. Because one of the things when I was on the CAB that got me really riled up was the idea that there was a letter that came from the California Attorney General about the not-for-profit status in California that got lost.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know how else to explain it to anybody but myself. That's pretty much malfeasance on the part of some people. You know, and they could claim $8 million or $2 million or whatever they want to claim. That's malfeasance on their part if they want us to pay central services. They're supposed to do with the central services what the central services was supposed to do then as well as now. So I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
All right. Otis would like us to send the membership list to him so he could post it on kpftx.org. I know that not everybody here wants to be on the list, so I am going to ask right now doesn't matter. Okay, up to you.
Otis won't publish it, will he?
Well, I'll ask anyway. Because that way people will get the automatic thing instead of – right. Okay. So let me go down the list and ask – I hear you. I'm thinking I should ask because some people will want to get the automatic reminder instead of my reminder, which – doesn't always go out on time and stuff like that. So you say you have nobody so far? Otis?
Paul, I have a point of information question for you.
You have some. No.
Paul?
Yes, Jack DePalma?
That I could get the email that I could respond to for absence or excused absence excuses. Was that the reply to the message that's sent from Promotus, I believe, from the automatic sending?
Okay, I don't understand this question at all.
Well, so I did exactly what you said before. Remember what you said? If you want to connect to calling a absence for the meeting, don't send it to me. Send it to the list.
Right.
So the way I found the address of the list is that I reply all. And up comes, I believe, and I'll just quote it out because if you want to, you know, tell me who this is, because I believe it goes from them to you, but it's WBAI underscore FIN list at KPFTX, that's Mr. Otis, .org.
Actually,
no, Otis is the automatic sender of the message that you get if I send it to that,
Jack,
I believe.
Jack.
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Well, I know that, sir. Sir, I'm sorry. I know that. Correct. So if I send it to it, it won't reply. I was going to ask R. Paul the question before. What's he talking about? I'm supposed to reply to the list.
Oh,
which
my God.
R.
Paul,
R.
Paul,
yeah.
Paul, could you please handle this
offline?
Yes.
Will everybody please calm down? Will everybody please calm down? Jack?
It's just rambling.
Yeah. Jack, could we tell you what? Why don't you and I talk about this in email, okay? And we'll figure it out, okay?
The email I would send this to is who?
Send it to me. I'll ask Otis what he wants to do, and I'll write to the committee's mailing list. And anybody who wants to get automatic notices from kpftx.org can write to me, rpmclib.com, and I will forward that to Otis, and he'll put you on the mailing list. Okay?
I already get them. Thank you, all, Paul. I'm sorry, Otis. It was a misunderstanding we engendered just now. I apologize.
Okay, so here we are in new business. Is there anybody who has any more new business?
A point of information, Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Could the officers email the manager and ask him for an emailed report, like this time and maybe in the future when he cannot come? Kind of really disappointing. The manager's not at the finance meeting. I'm surprised.
We've mentioned this before.
Wait until the next board meeting. That's a long way.
Yeah, we've been through this kind of thing before. Sometimes he will miss a meeting, and there's that. And I am sure there will be discussions. Okay.
That's a yes or no.
There will be discussions. This is not a brand new thing. It hasn't happened lately, but it's happened. So there will be discussions. Okay. Does anybody have anything else for new business? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn, please.
Who's making the motion?
Roberts.
Okay. Motion is to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none. We are adjourned until May 17th. Okay. That's it. Meeting's over. Thank you all for attending.